This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. Cave paintings and other forms of rock art are among the most compelling legacies of prehistory for many of us. Who can gaze upon the exquisite wildlife scenes from the famous French caves of Lascaux or Chauvet and not be entranced? Yet archaeologists themselves have long considered rock art of limited use. The discipline is concerned with chronology, and dating rock art has been difficult. And these images carry us into the religious realm, which, however central it was for ancient people, can elude scientific analysis. But that's changing. In a half century of research, archaeologist Larry Lowendorf of Albuquerque has pioneered a rigorous scientific approach for recording rock art sites. That approach has produced thrilling insights into prehistoric lives, including in our own region. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
The first thing you need to do is stop before you walk up to the panel and look over the ground in front of the panel, because there's stuff there. You'd be amazed at what's there when you stop and start looking.
Lowendorf's technique includes ample attention to the rock art itself, whether pictographs, painted imagery, or petroglyphs, pecked or abraded images. Rock art is photographed and drawn. Pigment is analyzed. Yet what surrounds the panels is equally important, he says. The implements of creation, paintbrushes, palettes, pecking stones, often remain. And Lowendorf says Native American consultants have opened his eyes to subtler elements of these ancient places of ritual. Early on, two Native consultants urged him to pay attention to the plants. The advice baffled him for years until it finally clicked.
Ultimately, it hits me when I'm standing in tobacco knee-deep at a rock art site that I should have been paying attention to the plants. The lessons that you get from American Indians are oftentimes not about the imagery itself, but they're more about that context.
Lowendorf has done surveys in the Guadalupe Mountains just north of the Texas-New Mexico line. He's found plants of ceremonial significance at 80% of rock art sites. There's tobacco, but also datura and Texas mountain laurel, dangerous plants with potent effects on consciousness. They were likely used here in rituals and have persisted in the landscape. At one site, there was sufficient native tobacco for a Hopi advisor to harvest some for ceremonial use among his people. Other features accentuate the sacred dimension. Rock art sites are often surrounded by cairns, small stacks of rocks. In the Guadalupe's, indigenous consultants have identified these as shrines or prayer stations.
You'd walk right past it and think nothing of it, but they didn't walk right past those things. They notice and see those things.
Rock art is visually arresting, but ritual can appeal to other senses. In one rock art cave in the Guadalupe's, Lowendorf's team found the sounds they made were clearly audible to colleagues below. Flutes or drums played here would have echoed to the community nearby.
There's no question but what that thing has got something to do with acoustics. I can just imagine what it would be like to be there and have some ceremony going on up in that little cave and the noise rolling up and down the valley.
Lowendorf has embraced scientific innovations. A digital tool called D-Stretch helps him detect pictographs invisible to the naked eye. And new techniques allow for dating pictographs. In a forthcoming study, he plans to date 50 sites in the Guadalupe's. Rock art has always enthralled, but in Lowendorf's scientific approach, it's opening new vistas to understanding our region's first people. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.